Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Good Friday, March 29th, 2024. Today he is reminding us of our eternal union with God, our Creator. Each one of you has enormous power, the power of God. All is well. You are all divine beings, eternally and inseparably at one with Mother, Father, God, who are presently experiencing an unreal state that you invented with your extremely creative mind. It appears to you to be utterly real, and in this state many of you are undergoing almost constant suffering and fear. As you are all well aware, fear is false evidence appearing real. Your apparently real lives as humans in form, and all that you experience through those forms that is not in complete alignment with love, is unreal. But love is your true and only nature, and the more you can come to accept and trust that eternal truth, the more you will find peace, love, and harmony within yourselves, encouraging you to live your lives consciously and increasingly aware of this. As mindfulness of your conscious awareness of your true nature becomes more frequently present in your mind, your trust in your intuition, your Christ consciousness, your unbreakable connection to me, strengthens so that you find yourselves mostly at peace and content in the union of the one love in which Mother, Father, God envelops us. As a result, whatever arises in your daily human lives becomes much easier for you to deal with, and any issues you may have are much more easily understood and resolved. The apparent separation between your personal individual egos and your Christ consciousness then starts to dissolve gently, and you find yourselves letting go of any fear-driven states of judgment, disagreement, or conflict, and instead find yourselves being only loving, and then extending and sharing love in your interactions with all others. Love is your nature, and you are right now in an increasingly weakening state of amnesia, as your awareness of your true nature opens up within you, allowing you to accept what has always been true, instead of dismissing it as irrational ego nonsense. Your egoic need to be right, while you cling to extremely limiting beliefs about who you are, and to postulate those false concepts of duality, of separation from one another as independent beings who need to protect yourselves from all the dangers of that unreal state, just fall away. Yes, of course you can suffer and experience pain, because most of you identify almost totally with your human forms and accept as the own reality what your human senses experience moment to moment, namely the material environment that you can touch, feel, and even change by physical interaction with it. To awaken is to come to the awareness that reality is far more than and far vaster than you can know while living in the state of limitation that your bodies provide and support. You are each far vaster than you can possibly experience while in form, and each one of you has enormous power, the power of God, which is constantly affecting all of creation, even as you believe yourselves to be small and totally insignificant beings in the overall scheme of things. Modern physics suggests that you are and can only be aware of less than 5% of all that exists, and your personal sense of limitation as a human in form appears to confirm this for you. As some of your most highly evolved ones intellectually have remarked, to be wise is to realize that you know nothing. and that is not a failing. It is but an awareness of the vastness in which you live and experience life, and of the limitations of your bodies residing in the material world. As many of you prepare to celebrate the anniversary of my resurrection, remind yourselves that you too will resurrect, because resurrection is but the full realization that death is unreal. Resurrection may occur for some while they are still embodied, but for most of you it comes at or very shortly after your physical death, at the moment in which you choose to finally lay down your human forms and return home into the reality from which you have never for even a moment been separated. Resurrection is your inevitable divine destiny. It cannot be avoided. It can only be delayed. And it will awaken you from the game or dream or illusion that you have been experiencing. You each have your own individual and utterly free will given to you by God at the moment of your creation. So when to awaken is a choice that you must and will make. No one can make it for you, not even Mother, Father, God. You are always utterly free, even though you do not seem to experience that freedom while in form. This is because, as humans, you are trained from infancy to obey the authority that other older beings, parents and caregivers, enforce upon you, and by the time you become adults, most of you have come to an almost automatic acceptance that other, more powerful beings control you and that their laws must be obeyed. This is not God's will for you. When you planned your human lives, you knew this would happen, but part of that plan was for you to evolve as you grew towards adulthood and then claim your divine individual sovereignty. Many are now becoming aware of this because, as you grew, you found yourself seeking personal autonomy, and it became apparent this was indeed your divine right, and you see many are now claiming it. This is a major aspect of your awakening process. In truth, you are not subject to any authority other than your own, because you are each totally free divine beings, just as you were created. As you mature into the realization of what that truly means, you also come to understand your responsibility to treat all others with honor and loving respect, exactly as God honors and respects each of you. Remind yourselves of this when you spend daily quiet time alone at your holy inner sanctuaries, inviting God to enter your heart so that you can feel the immensity of her eternal love for you. This Easter, please reset your intent, and doing just this is enormously powerful, to know yourselves as God does, and then allow yourselves to know it too, by discarding and dismissing any last remnants of sinfulness or unworthiness to which you may be clinging, because doing so serves absolutely no useful purpose. It is just your ego attempting to control you yet again by reducing or dismissing your sense of self-worth, of God-worth. You are all perfect beings just as you were created. This is your unchangeable state of being. So rejoice in the knowing that you are eternally and infinitely loved by God in every moment without exception. Wishing you all a very happy and holy Easter, your loving brother, Jesus.